Medicare will spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, thanks, RSV, for the great intro. I appreciate it, buddy. Robert, thank you so much, Robert. Robert, are you there?
Robert? Robert?
Super Don?
Robert?
Is that you?
Hello? Dave? Euler? Dave's not here.
Euler?
Yeah.
Where's RSV?
Oh, he's off and running, man. He's off teaching, spreading the good word, and teaching some people some good stuff. So it's just you and me, dude.
All right, dude. Well, that's fine. We'll just do it back and forth here. That'll be fine. So I heard you and RSV last hour talking a little bit about the Ted Cruz, the filibuster that's not really a filibuster, but he was still up for, right, 19 hours speaking?
He beat out Rand Paul. Rand Paul had the record, had the high score of 13 hours, I think, and Ted Cruz apparently beat that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he stayed. And didn't he have to stay on the floor? I mean, he couldn't leave?
And he did too.
So,
and I mean, he did all kinds of stuff.
How do you stay on there for that long? I guess he must have dehydrated himself before he went on. I mean, to not you can't go pee.
Not have,
right,
to use the bathroom. I don't know. He had a porta john underneath the podium. I don't know. But
I don't, okay, I don't know how you stay out for that long. That's amazing. Anyway, you know, we homeschool the kids, Super Don, and one of the things that we did with them this morning, we kind of gave them a little civics lesson. They sat and watched C-SPAN just to kind of understand the way that the procedures work on the floor and to kind of get a taste of what's going on, because, you know, they're always hearing us talking about politics. And I thought that was a really good idea. We, all the way from Brianna Bryce down to Tabitha and Charity, our youngest, they all, right, sat and watched this morning, which I thought was great.
Right. How could you not? I mean, listen, I don't think we need to do the news alert, but hey, Scott, I mean, listen, here's an example of what it was that the kids were listening on C-SPAN, clip 3.
I would not, could not, in a tree, not in a car, you let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
Yeah. So
I do not like green eggs and ham.
You know that,
if you're going to sit your kids down to watch C-SPAN, that was the time to do it, right?
That was actually Charity's favorite part. But no, you mentioned Rand Paul. And yeah. So what I did this morning after I saw Cruz for a while, I got up. I posted on Facebook a little graphic that I put together in Photoshop. It was a picture of Rand Paul and Cruz in the middle, and it said True American Heroes. And then it had pictures of, you know, LeBron James and Tony Romo and Tiger Woods and all these sports stars right all the way around them, kind of surrounding them with a little strike-through box over them saying, no, these aren't the real heroes. The heroes are those people that are fighting for our rights, that are representing us the way that they're supposed to in Congress. I put that out there because I thought what Cruz and Paul had done in the past was a great thing. Now, it's interesting that after I posted that on Facebook, there was several very vitriolic responses, really hateful responses. One of them was just a strong string of F-bombs and a-holes and you name it, man. It was pretty amazing at the anger that generated from some people. The reason I bring that up is there's an article I wanted to talk to you real briefly about showing that anger is the most powerful emotion that's evidenced on the Internet. It was a study that was in China, a network that was called Weibo, I guess.
Weibo, rhymes with Taibo, yeah.
Yeah, Taibo, so Weibo. So they showed that the most frequent emotion by far that is evidenced on the Internet is rage at other people. And one of the things that they mentioned was really interesting, I thought. They said that the anonymity of the Internet empowers people to be basically royal jerks, since they're semi protected, you know. They're living in their mother's basement wearing their underwear, living in a fantasy world most of the day, playing Grand Theft Auto for 18 hours.
World,
you know,
of Warcraft or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I think that's interesting that they mention the anonymity that people have. They're much more aggressive on the Internet than they are in person.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, listen, if you can sit there and you can say things and insult people and things like that, you know, yeah, anonymously, sure, you're empowered. But I think it's ridiculous that people are getting angry because,
yeah,
you know, honestly, what's the difference between a hero and an idol? You know, I mean, there's really two differences. You can have an idol, a sports person that you, and then probably the anger was incited by somebody who probably is a big sports fan.
Yeah,
you know, he's
yeah,
my hero. But really, I mean, yeah, look at the true definition of a hero versus an idol. People need to lighten up.
Yeah, they do. And it was in no way intended to belittle the athletes, you know, Romo or LeBron James or Tiger Woods or whoever was on there. I can't even remember the people that I put on there. There's just different sport. Right. Lance Armstrong. Right. It wasn't meant to belittle them. It was just trying to make a point that our real heroes, the people that we look up to, should be those people that are fighting for our rights so that we can remain free here, and not people that are, sure, that play a sport once every now and then and get paid tens of millions of dollars.
Sure.
But nope, I guess some people didn't take it that way.
Oh, well.
But you know, now you just, now before we get Dr. Weeks on here, I think we have him online, but before we get him on, real quick, Mike Adams came on last hour. He was talking about the fact that Obamacare is a designed and intentional economic weapon of mass destruction. I thought that could not have been more well put. There's a Forbes article I want to hit real quickly talking about the fact that, you know, I'm a CPA, so I like numbers, and when I see an article that's in Forbes that's shaking down the numbers of Obamacare, I want to read it. And they're talking about, in this article, based on a Manhattan Institute analysis of the HHS numbers, Obamacare is going to increase underlying insurance rates between 97 to 99% for younger men and 55 to 62% for younger women. Okay,
yep.
Those numbers are startling. People can't afford their health care now. Now they're going to almost double the premiums. Isn't
that
amazing?
There's nothing good. There's nothing good as far as numbers go here. I mean, you've got the American people overwhelmed. You know, I mean, the majority of American people polled don't want it.
Nobody wants it.
Federal workers don't want it. The Congress wants to be exempted from it. You know, the unions don't want it.
Yeah, the Teamsters don't want it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And just like yesterday, you know, we were talking about Obama. He was asked on Telemundo, and we've got this clip on Telemundo. You know, listen, the poll says people don't want it. Is everybody wrong? Listen to what Obama says.
The Affordable Care Act takes effect next month. The latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows Americans oppose it, believing it will produce damaging results. 52% believe the law will raise their health care costs. Is everybody wrong?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, yes. Everybody's wrong. I'm right.
Spoken like a true blue blood elitist snob that's completely detached from what American people want. I mean, what more can you say about that? I mean,
what can you say? You can't say. I mean, there's nothing to say. It's us against him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We could go on and on about this. I want to kind of shift gears here. We've got my good friend Dr. Brad Weeks with us here today. I met Brad at Cancer Control Society last year in L.A. We both spoke up there. And the interesting thing was, and I'll get Brad, I think we have Brad online here. I'll get him on real quickly. He spoke right before I did. And let me tell you something, Super Don. He basically stole my thunder because I was sitting out there in the audience going, man, I was going to say that. That was in my speech. I mean, literally, it was like me up there, only it was a medical doctor that was saying it. So, Dr. Weeks, Brad, my friend, are you here with us today?
Hey, Ty. Greetings. I am, yes.
Great, great. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I don't think I've ever told you that story, but you remember at CCS, you spoke right before I did.
Yeah, yeah. I was your warm-up band.
Man, you were better than I was. It was hard going up after you because not only are you a better speaker, but you covered all the topics I was going to cover. But anyway, it was great to meet you out there. We've become friends, and I really appreciate you coming on the show today. If you could, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got into medicine.
Sure. Okay. And thanks a lot, Ty. You know, this is a lot of fun. I'm a great fan of what you're doing. And, of course, the real news doesn't happen on the front pages of the major magazines and newspapers. It happens in media like this. So I commend our host, and I'm glad to be part of this.
Great, great. Thank you for coming on the show.
But let me start by saying you just made reference to blue blood elitist snob, and I got to tell you, that's who I am. I grew up in Boston. I did my research at Harvard. I then went to Dartmouth. So I'm one of those snobs. And I'm having a great time in life being a know-it-all, until I started being educated by my patients, and they would say, yes, but what you're doing doesn't work. Try this instead. So I made that transition from blue blood know-it-all. Now I'm living far away from Boston. I'm up in the northwest corner of our great country, up on Whidbey Island. And my practice for the last 25 years has been what I call corrective medicine. Now, just to quickly define that, your readers and your listeners will understand that symptoms are usually what the ancient homeopath Samuel Hahnemann called healing gestures. So when you suppress a symptom, you're usually working against the wisdom of the body, because symptoms are efforts by the body to heal, like diarrhea is a great thing. It gets the toxins out, or a cough, or throwing
sure.
up, or a
yeah.
rash. We know this. But what I was doing initially was conventional medications, which is a short-term solution. I'm going to say that medications short run can save lives, but there's no good reason to prescribe any of the synthetic substances long-term, because we always have corrective options, and that's the term corrective health. We look and we see what's out of balance, what can be corrected by lifestyle, by willpower, nutrition, exercise, that kind of stuff.
Great.
So it's been a holistic practice, and we've had a blast, and I'm happy to, you know, follow this conversation wherever you guys want to take it.
Well, yeah, you know, real quick, Brad, give everybody your contact information as far as what website can they find you on, where can they get more information about your clinic and what you're doing.
Right. Thank you. So, Ty, we have two main websites. One is simply my ideas being put out to the world. They're somewhat confrontational ideas. We're against a lot of the things like vaccinations, of course. We're for natural and organic and intelligent use of medications. That website is just weeksmd.com. So it's www, my last name, W-E-E-K-S, and then M-D, medical doctor, weeksmd.com.
Okay.
The other one is simply weeksclinic.com. That's really where okay. we kind of lay out some of the protocols and such.
Okay, great. Weeksmd.com and weeksclinic.com. Brad, hang tight. We've got to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to get your story of what's happening up there in Washington with your medical license, some of the events that have transpired over the last few months. So hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
So welcome back, everybody, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger here with you with Super Don, and we're talking to my good friend Dr. Brad Weeks. Now, Brad is a medical doctor practicing in Washington State. Now, he's Harvard educated, Dartmouth College. I mean, he is Ivy League all the way. He's what doctors strive to be. Except what happened within the last 6 months is kind of mind blowing to me. Brad, you want to tell us what happened with the Washington State Medical Quality Assurance Commission because of the fact that you were giving HGH to a couple patients?
Yeah, so there's every state delegates its medical issues to a medical board, and the listeners on this radio should be paying attention to that administrative body because they restrict your access to health care. The medical board, in my case, has been looking after me and trying to put me out of business for the past 20 years because when I first came to Washington State, I came because of one specific very important law, which basically says that holistic or non-traditional treatments are legal. And that was not the case, Ty, 20 years ago in other states like Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But the law 20 years ago was, quote, "The use of a non-traditional treatment by itself shall not constitute unprofessional conduct, provided that it does not result in injury to a patient or create an unreasonable risk that the patient may be harmed."
So
that was the best law in the land at the time because the state legislature, the will of the people, said we are endorsing holistic medicine unless it clearly injures somebody. Now, what's happened since then, and there's a big conspiracy here to pay attention to, but the medical boards have been getting their marching orders from something called the Federation of State Medical Boards. The Federation of State Medical Boards. And what happened back in the Clinton's day is they came up with what's called a special committee on questionable and deceptive health care practices. And this was reported in 1999. It was a 1995 report. And what they did is they said, and this is a shocking piece of information, they reported that there are increasing political and social pressures to give humans in America holistic care. And they said it's shocking that up to $100 billion is lost to health care fraud in the United States annually. Now, they say that holistic medicine is health care fraud. Mm. They define it as health care fraud. Everyone knows the real fraud is the Medicare fraud. But they say there was In 1990, 425 million visits to providers of unconventional medicine, and that exceeded the number of visits to all U.S. primary care physicians that year, and a loss to those primary care physicians of $13.7 billion. So you see, it's an economic follow-the-money situation. Holistic medicine is being endorsed by people who spend their money. They love the holistic natural approach, and the conventional medical doctors, my colleagues, are losing their bread and butter because the naturopaths and the faith healers and the other people who are using good common sense remedies, which are not patented prescription remedies, they're running them out of business. And so the state medical boards have become, in a fascist way, the instrument of big pharma, big corporations of medicine, and they are using the power of the state to come down on doctors like me. No patient complaints in my case, Ty. The patients all swore as evidence that the care they received was superior and the results were superior. Even the expert hostile witness from the state, actually they had to go to California to get this guy because no one in Washington would testify against me, but the California doctor said, I have reviewed the records of the cases of Dr. Weeks. Everyone got better, but I don't understand how it could happen. And so, Ty, they posited a theoretical risk of harm. They said that based on a theoretical risk of harm, that it was enough to take my license away. So that's the kind of nonsense that your readers and your listeners have to understand. It's not just me. It's happening all over the country. I was on the phone with doctors in Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, Texas, Chicago, Illinois. People are being shut down for doing alternative medicine. This is happening right now, and I think it's happening coordinating it with Obamacare. I think we're looking at options being taken away from American citizens. So check out the Federation of State Medical Boards on my websites, weeksmd.com, and you'll read the whole report. It's pretty impressive.
Wow, that, you know, you mentioned it's happening all over the place. Your story sounds very similar to a good friend of mine, Dr. Rashid Buttar in North Carolina. The same thing or very similar thing happened to him. He was attacked, unfairly attacked. And much like you, you weren't breaking any law. There was a specific law that protected what you were doing. But hey, they're not following the law anymore, are they?
So they're not following the law, and the governor is hearing about it. We have about 300 letters being sent to Governor Inslee, and we
You know what, Brad? Brad, can you hang on for just a minute? I want to bring you back on at the next after the break. We got a hard break here, but I want to bring you back on for maybe five more minutes after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and a gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Hooties, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone. We're talking with my good friend, Dr. Brad Weeks, MD, out of Washington. We are talking about medical fascism and voodoo science today. And I just wanted to have Brad on with us for a couple more minutes here after the break, because I wanted to reiterate, what he's talking about is not an isolated instance. Brad has told us that he knows doctors all over the country this is happening to. This is happening to medical doctors. It's happening to natural doctors. What were you saying over the break, Brad? Something like 75% of holistic doctors in Washington State?
Well, in fact, our medical board, Ty, the Washington Medical Board, on its own website boasts that 75% of all of the holistic doctors in Washington State have been disciplined by the medical board. That's a disproportionate number, and it shows clear bias. And our concern is that if a physician doesn't use conventional drugs, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, if they don't use the conventional drugs, then they are, we as a group of holistic doctors are considered guilty of endangering patients without any evidence to that effect. So we have now 75% of us, three quarters of the holistic doctors in Washington State, have been harassed by the medical board. And we're letting the governor know about that. I want to also say that two of these people, two of these doctors who've been harassed here in Washington State, were past presidents of national organizations like the American Academy of Allergy and Environmental Medicine. These are highly well-respected doctors, except, as you know, a prophet in his own town. So we have Washington State harassing the holistic doctors, and that's going to change. We have a bunch of patients and citizens who are advocating for health care freedom, and we're encouraged and we're optimistic.
Yeah. Well, we are too. We are too here at the Robert Scott Bell Show, and that's what we try to do each week, is to empower people with knowledge and fill them with hope, because there's so much negative out there. You got to have hope, and I think that the tide is turning. But specifically, real quick, before we let you go, Brad, you mentioned something over the break I wanted you to repeat. The Washington State definition of medicine, can you repeat that?
You know, here's the situation, and whenever I give lectures around the country, I ask if all the doctors in the room will stand up, and only a few stand up. But here's the definition of practicing medicine in Washington State. And this is astonishing that the state will make a law like this. But they say a person is practicing medicine if he does one or more of the following. Number one, now listen here, you're a doctor if you offer or undertake to diagnose, cure, advise, or prescribe for any human disease, ailment, injury, infirmity, deformity, pain, or other condition, physical or mental, real or imaginary, by any means or instrumentality. Which means the grandma who puts a Band-Aid on her kid's knee, she's a doctor. The coach who says to the soccer player, you're dehydrated, drink some water, he's a doctor. The mother who says, you seem sad, she's a doctor. And what we have here, Ty, is that, as Ayn Rand said, the purpose of government is to pass so many conflicting laws that everyone is an outlaw, allowing the state to selectively enforce laws. And that's what's happening here.
Yeah, that couldn't have been better said. It's selective enforcement. I think that's exactly what's going on here.
And well, that makes you, Ty, Dr. Bollinger, and I commend you.
Well, you know, I think what's happening with this selective enforcement is that the medical mafia, as I like to call them, they're singling out those holistic natural doctors and medical doctors like yourself that are using treatments that are outside of the conventional box, and they're specifically targeting them because it's going to negatively affect their bottom line. And as you said earlier in the interview, Brad, it's all about the bottom line. It's all about the money, isn't it?
Well, what I want the listeners to pay attention to, Ty, is that we doctors are their instrument. Just the way a woodsman needs to keep his axe sharp if he wants a good result, all the patients out there have to protect their holistic doctors from this medical board pandemic around the country where they're going after holistic docs. The doctors can't defend themselves. It has to be good, informed listeners like the folks listening to this radio who stand up for their doctors and insist that the medical boards back down.
Yes, I agree. And the listeners on this show, on GCN Network and National News Network, are the best. They are very informed. And so I encourage you to do that. Brad, thank you so much for being on with us today. Again, Dr. Brad Weeks, his websites are weeksmd.com and weeksclinic.com. Thank you so much for spending the time with us today, Brad. Going to have you on again here, maybe as a regular guest.
I feel better for the conversation, Dr. Bollinger.
You take care, Docs. We'll talk to you soon. Wasn't that great, Don?
That was great. Good information. Great website, too. WeeksMD. I was checking that out while you guys were talking. There's a lot of really cool information on there.
Yeah, he's got a lot of great info. So where are we going to go from here?
Hey. Remember a show that used to have this music as their thing? Remember that?
Yes.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Love and marriage.
Horse and.
Hey, speaking of love and marriage, I love my wife. You know, Charlene is the epitome of what a wife should be. So, you know, why do I mention this, Super Don?
I do not know, Ty. This, why do you mention this?
What is that? Is that a loaded question? Is that loaded or what? Because here's why I mention it, because I love her. No, the reason I mention it, I do love her, but the article that I want to talk to you about is an article, a UPI article, that says marriage may be more effective at fighting cancer than chemotherapy.
Wow. Yeah. What a great headline. What a great headline. And indeed, yes, they have found out during some research, this is not a moment of duh, this is a moment of wow, that patients with cancer who are married at the time of diagnosis live markedly longer compared with unmarried patients.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, sometimes you see these headlines, you know, marriage may be more effective in fighting cancer than chemo, and that's not really what the article says. But like you just mentioned, that's exactly what the article says. It says, in fact, for some cancers, being married might be a more potent factor for cancer survival than chemotherapy, the study found. Now, you don't have to convince us of that, folks. We talk consistently on this show about the dangers of chemotherapy and the fact that chemotherapy causes more problems than it cures. But being a mainstream UPI article here, that's pretty astounding that they actually told the truth, for lack of a better term, right, Don?
Well, and there's some common sense if you inject that into this that mm-hmm. kind of makes this almost a little bit obvious, because the lead study author, this doctor at Harvard, said that married patients are more likely to be diagnosed with earlier stage disease and much more likely to receive the appropriate therapy. So my thought process on this is, if you're married, somebody cares about you, they live with you, they notice things that maybe you don't, they're probably going to say, hey, that doesn't look right, or you really need to go get this checked out. You've got somebody that's there that cares about you, that's a caretaker, you know, playing that role. And so, yeah, it kind of makes sense that you've got a better chance.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you've got somebody that gives you love, friendship, support, all vital aspects in treating cancer, that gives you hope. And then also it's going to be honest with you. You know, you might look at yourself in the mirror and you might be feeling odd or not, you know, lethargic. You might be having some pains. And if you're single, you just don't have anybody to tell about it. But when you tell your spouse, then your spouse says, hey, we got to get that checked out.
Well, and it's just an individual without somebody there. I think it's just kind of human nature. We have a tendency to procrastinate things about just ourselves. So,
men would never procrastinate.
Never. I'm wearing the same pair of socks for 3 days. But, how cool is that? You know, I mean, being married is better than chemotherapy. And you know what? Something that goes along with marriage, quite often anyway, is something called parenthood, right?
Yes, typically does, doesn't it? And except in China.
Well, that's true, but thank God we're not there. But anyway.
Yes.
Guess what? Parenthood, they have discovered, may actually reduce diabetes-related death risk.
Yeah, I saw that article on healthfinder.gov. Another article it's almost bizarre, but it's not. It makes sense. The article says that type 1 diabetes patients with children have a lower risk of death than those without children. So, again, why would that be, Super Don? What's your take on this? It wasn't a small sample size. They analyzed over 5,200 people in Finland from 1965 to 1979 to come to this conclusion.
Yeah, well, okay, a couple of the conclusions that were come to there was that they say that women with type 1 diabetes, they're trained, they're really motivated to try and achieve better control of their diabetes during pregnancy, and that this might continue after they give birth. You know, and I don't know. I mean, being a parent, you might be a little bit more inclined to, you know, deal with things like, you know, the food that you're preparing, you know, the things that are being eaten, you know, and the family's eaten. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways of looking at it, but I kind of like it on face value. You know, hey, be a parent, you know, you won't die from diabetes. So,
well, hey, you know what? Me too. And despite what you hear from Planned Parenthood, the more children a person has, the lower the risk of death, according to this study. So, I'm going to get some hate email from that comment. But, hey, like it or leave it, the truth hurts. So let's move on to this last article regarding cancer. We got a little bit of time here for the break. Experts say that women are at high risk of breast cancer should consider taking two drugs. One of them is tamoxifen. My favorite breast cancer drug. Yeah, that according to the World Health Organization in 1996 is a known class 1 carcinogen. So what a better way to treat cancer than to take a drug that causes cancer.
Well, and you know, the crazy thing here we're dealing with, if you know, you remember not that long ago, we were talking about women that were having mastectomies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they thought they might get cancer.
Angelina Jolie being one, right? Double mastectomy.
Right. And so now, okay, I guess here's an alternative. If you don't want to chop it off, you can just take these two drugs instead. And so now these two drugs now are not something that's being used to treat a condition. It's being used as a preventative medicine. So it's like, I'm going to take my Flintstone vitamins and my tamoxifen every day because I might get cancer, right?
Yeah. And get who manufactures tamoxifen? Do you know? AstraZeneca.
AstraZeneca, okay.
Yeah, and so...
One of the big guys?
Well, that's they are the ones that were the primary sponsor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month back when it started. And then they also produced a drug to treat breast cancer. There's no conflict of interest there.
No, none at all.
None at all. Okay. Well, hey, let's hang tight for a few minutes here. Let's take a break. When we come back, we got a couple of interesting, bizarro stories that you're going to want to hear, folks. This is TMB and Super Don on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hang tight. Be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXnatural.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You know, Super Don, when I was growing up, I played guns all the time. I mean, I grew up in Texas. I shot my BB gun all the time. I made my finger into a gun all the time. But
cops,
in today's world, cops and robbers.
And Indians.
Yes. Yeah, but today, as we've covered over the last couple of years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've got kids that are getting suspended from school for eating cookies into the shape of a gun, for making their finger into the shape of a gun and going pow pow, for bringing a piece of a puzzle that's shaped like a gun and threatening the teacher with a piece of a puzzle. But here's another. This is a bizarre story that deals with a gun. It's a real gun. It's an airsoft gun. But let's just listen to the clip and we'll talk about it. Here's the clip.
Quite upset.
He's my property, not the school's property, until he is in their school and on their school bus.
We were in our yard, and this had nothing to do with school. I didn't have any of this at the school at any time.
And there you can...
Yep.
Okay.
Interesting. So, this 13-year-old kid is out in his yard playing with an airsoft gun, waiting for the school bus. And apparently, somebody calls one of the neighbors or something and reports it?
One of the nibby neighbors called 911, and she said, and so just everybody knows, everybody knew of that this was not a real gun from the start. This was a toy gun, because the 911 call, the nibby neighbor said, this is not a real gun, but it makes people uncomfortable. I know that it makes me uncomfortable as a mom to see a boy pointing a gun. And by the way, did I tell you that the boy's black? So she sees a black boy pointing a gun, and she tells the 911 dispatcher to send the cops. So they send the cops. He doesn't have any kind of official charges pressed against him from the police, but the school steps in, and they said that their zero tolerance policy applies to private property now, and that they suspended this little boy for several, I think 9 months is what I read, for playing with a toy gun on his own private property. I mean, this is one more instance of zero tolerance equaling zero or 100% stupidity.
I want to know how it is that a school policy can extend onto private property, especially a kid's own home.
It can't, but they make it, okay? It doesn't, just like Dr. Weeks said in the last segment, the law in Washington State says what he was doing was completely legal. They don't care what the law is. But, yeah, I'm with you. How can a school step in and say, hey, you're on your own private property, but we're going to suspend you anyway because you're playing with a toy gun? Just a bizarro story, man. This is.
I mean, you would think, if nothing else, just a basic constitutional right would protect you from from something as absurd for, as this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, speaking of the Constitution, did you happen to hear about the story of the college student at Modesto Junior College? When it was, I believe it was actually on Constitution Day, he was passing out constitutions on Constitution Day. Imagine that. And he was told he couldn't do it, that he had to stand in a designated free speech area.
Yeah. All right, wait a minute.
This is not an onion story. This is not an onion. This is a real story. I'm not making this up.
Wow. So, 25-year-old guy, Modesto Junior College, which I actually have been to that campus before. I used to live down in that neck of the woods. Has a police officer inform him he can only distribute pamphlets on campus if done within a designated free speech area that requires weeks of notice to reserve.
Yeah. Yes. So they had, and by the way, Modesto Junior College has an enormous campus, and there is one tiny area that's designated on that campus as a free speech zone. I guess by inference, you can infer that everywhere else there is no freedom of speech on this campus. Now, the bizarro thing about this, very bizarro story, much like the story that we just covered with the boy that was suspended from school for having a gun on his own, a toy gun on his own property. The bizarro thing is that this actually occurred on Constitution Day. He was not allowed to pass out U.S. constitutions, in which, by the way, there's one of those things that's, what's it called, the Bill of Rights that has the amendments. And what is that First Amendment, by the way, Don? Do you recall?
what would that be, Ty?
It would be like a freedom of speech, I think.
Speech. Yes, I think it's exactly what we're talking about here, yes.
Yeah, freedom of speech, which does not exist in many places today in the United States, unfortunately. But hey, I hear the music. Super Don, thank you so much for joining me today. You made it a pleasure. It's always fun to hang out with you when RSB's gone.
Thanks for sharing your Outside the Box Wednesday with me. It was great to be here.
Hey, we'll do it again soon, my friend. And everybody else that's listening, remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.